Does it seem a year since you made history?
No, not really. Feels sort of like a few weeks ago, really.
But the great thing for you is it was a landmark day, but it's not been a one-off because you've been almost riding winners for fun since.
Yeah, I mean, this season's been pretty quiet, really, but the horses are running really well and we're just sort of getting there. But yeah, I think, you know, winning the Betfair quite soon after that was probably a really good thing. I think it showed people that it wasn't just sort of a flash in the pan, and hopefully, you know, we'll get a couple more big ones this season.
I suppose the strange thing was it was a terrific race, but it's the novice chase, and it's one of three Group 1s. If it had been the only Group 1 on the card, you'd have been splashed all over the back pages, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, there was a hell of a lot of media after that I did and you know, continued to do off the back of it, really. But, yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable the amount of sort of press it got. And I think it was good for racing, you know, to sort of It was widely appreciated, wasn't it? And it was good for racing, I think.
And good for you too, and deservedly so. And the thing too is it's a day that attracts this huge crowd. It's like no other. You know, outside the likes of the Cheltenham Festival, it's probably a day you've never experienced anything like, let alone winning it.
No, exactly. I mean, I got there very early. I travelled up with the horse and you know, I went off to go and walk the course, and by the time I got back, the place was absolutely rammed. The busiest I've sort of seen since then, barring the festival, was actually Hennessy weekend. But yeah, I mean, it was a really, really big day, isn't it?
So 12 months on, here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again. You know, there's a lot of sort of, I think there's a lot of people who want me to win it for the sort of fairy tale factor. I'm looking at it from the point of view of if the horse runs really well and sort of does his best, you know, he's capable of sort of doing anything, really. But I don't really, you know, I'm not going in expecting to win. I'm just sort of going in hoping that he runs himself a good race.
And it's a very fair track, isn't it? I mean, jumping is going to win the race, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that obviously plays into his hands. He's the best jumper I've ever ridden. And I've been lucky enough to sit on some really nice horses, you know, both on the track and at home. So, you know, it bodes well, and I think that Kempton really suits him and he seems to really like it. So, yeah, fingers crossed, it sort of all goes to plan.
But lifetime best required.
Yeah, of course. You know, of course. If he finished in the first sort of three, you'd be absolutely delighted, wouldn't you? The race itself should sort of play into his hands, you know, with two sort of, well, certainly one front runner that really does front run. So, you know, there's a possibility. There's a little glimmer of hope there that it could be a winner, but, you know, not thinking about it too much.
How is the horse?
Yeah, fab. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he's very intelligent. He's been working really well. So yeah, I mean, fingers crossed that it all goes, you know, fingers crossed he goes there in the best sort of form we've ever had him. And I think he will.
And what about for Lizzie Kelly? Group one winner. Could you be a dual group one winner on maybe Crystals will become your favourite day of the year? Are there ambitions for things like to go and ride a national?
Oh, certainly. Like, I don't, you know, if I'm given the opportunities, I will sort of carry on for a very long time. I'm sort of, you know, happy to view it as a very long-term life plan, and I feel that that's even more so now. Every sort of day that goes by, I probably enjoy it a bit more. And yeah, I mean, if he won again, then, and I, you know, rode two grade ones, it'd be amazing. I'd be really, really, really proud of that.
And it would take you to the Cheltenham Gold Cup, and it would take you to all sorts of uncharted waters.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you allow yourself to dream, say he did win on Boxing Day, it does open up a lot of new possibilities. But, you know, he's only a young horse, and there's a lot of time, and these horses are old, they're on their way out, so that the sooner they're retired, the better.
the new queen of Kempton on Boxing Day. Be a fantastic thought. And, you know what it's like. Jump the last in front and the crowd will do the rest, won't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some buzz there last year and it was just fantastic. And, you know, having the family there and brother led me up and all the rest of it, it made a massive... It made it even more special, for the fact that everyone was there, and Len, who also part owns the horse, obviously he was there, and he's a sort of friend of the family, and it was just, you know, really, really good day.